from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Tisdale Reservoir on Langmuir Road is at its end of life. The city's manager of capital delivery, Veronique Scheff, says City Hall is looking for input on a site for a new one.
The reservoir is like a holding tank, so at night you kind of go and you fill the reservoir, and then during the day it's what kind of disperses water to the community of South Porcupine.
Five potential sites have been narrowed down to three. Details and a method of providing your input are at timmons.ca. Justin Trudeau is congratulating Donald Trump on his election as President of the United States. On social media, the Prime Minister says the friendship between Canada and the U.S. is the envy of the world. He says he and Trump will work together to create more opportunity, prosperity, and security for both nations. As of this afternoon, Trump has 292 electoral college votes, with almost 72 million people voting for him. That accounts for 51% of the vote. Democrat Kamala Harris has 224 electoral college votes. Just over 67 million people voted for her, representing 47.5%. Federal public safety officials say they're deeply concerned about a Russian plot to cause fires aboard planes heading from Europe to Canada and the U.S. The internal investigation began in July when two packages caught on fire at the hubs of shipping company DHL, one in Britain and one in Germany. Intelligence agencies believe these were a test run for a wider campaign. Four suspects are under arrest in Poland. Two more are being sought. Officials in Ottawa say there is no imminent threat to Canadians at this time, and they've told the Russian government that its actions are unacceptable. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says the first battles with North Korean soldiers have opened a new page of instability in the world. Zelensky made the comment last night after Ukraine's defense ministry confirmed a small engagement had taken place. Intelligence agencies say as many as 12,000 North Korean soldiers have been trained in Russian camps. They're likely to be deployed in the Kursk region, where Russian forces have been trying to hold off a Ukrainian counteroffensive launched in August. In Country 93.1 Sports, the head coach of the Timmins Rock of the NOJHL has been named to the coaching staff of Canada East for the Junior A World Challenge. Brandon Perry will be part of the four-man coaching staff under Bruce Richardson of Valleyfield of the Quebec League. The tournament takes place December 9th to 15th in Camrose, Alberta. The two Canadian teams will be joined by teams representing Sweden and the U.S.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.